They're saying, hey, start with your brand, start with this. Start with, hey, we are saying, no. Here's a step-by-step proven process. You're going to have to work. You're going to have to put the time and the effort and the resources into it. But if you follow it, it's proven. It is going to work. Welcome to the Must Increase Podcast, where we equip you to communicate your message, reach more people, and ultimately increase His name through your church. I am Luke Clayton, your host, and I'm joined by the producer of the podcast, the man himself, Bo Snyder. Bo, here we are. This is the final episode of the series.
Yeah, I'm a little excited and a little sad.
A little bittersweet.
It's always the same way every time we finish a series, but I've enjoyed this last few months. It's been really good.
It's been good.
I'm going to review.
It's not been months. It's only been a few weeks. It's not been that long.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess
we have spanned 2 months, but
yeah,
you made it sound like, oh, it's been months and months.
Hey. It's emotional, all right? It's sad. I mean,
it's a hard time.
No, most of my fault has been
can't
going
handle
through
it.
This stuff. Let's review really quick. We have 7 levels. We're going to go through 6. 1, start for free. Start with what you got. Uh-huh. Find something that you can do for free and just go with it. See what happens. Kind of prove yourself.
Uh-huh.
2, increase your investment. Increase your investment of time and effort you're going to put into it. Put some energy into it. Have a time. Hey, I'm going to work on this every week, however long. Just increase your investment, and money comes with that eventually. After you do that, make a plan. So level 3 is make a plan. You've proved yourself. You've put an investment into it, and now when you make a plan, you say, okay, now this is what I'm going to do over the next 3 or 4 months or a year, you know, whatever it is. You have some goals. We talked about goals in there. So making a plan says, hey, this is what I'm going to do and get done over the next 6 months or time frames, whatever you want to call it. Define your message. Once again, go back and listen to that. It's more about the philosophy of what is the message of your church.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get people hooked, and how do you reach out to people in your community? It's not about the church. Now, the church is great. It's what you can do for that
individual. Centric to the person you're trying to reach.
Yes, bringing value.
Yes,
to
giving
them
value.
Value is the big word there. And then our last one was enhance your look. And that was when we talked about, okay, we're going to enhance our website, our signage, our bulletins, outreach cards, whatever it is. We're physically changing. The look of our church is starting to change, if that makes sense.
So that's level 5. Then level 6 is enforce your brand.
Oh, yes.
So talked about enforcing your brand and saying, so levels 4 and 5 make up your brand. That really is your message combined with your look, your actual visual identity. That is what makes your brand, which is something that we didn't spend a lot of time discussing. But a lot of times, once again, if the most skipped level would be level 4. Because they're like, well, the look is all that matters. But no, your look and your visual combined with your actual message itself, that is what makes up your brand.
Yep.
And so in level 6, we are enforcing our brand, which leads us to level 7.
Level 7, here it is.
This is actually, here's the truth. This is actually not it, because level 7 is evaluate and restart.
Yep.
Now,
that wasn't a letdown for
anybody. Yeah, everybody's like, but
I waited for this?
I've worked this entire time, and now I'm on level 7, and you're telling me I got to start over? Well, yeah. And
yes.
So there's a few myths. If you did happen to check out our video series about this, actually in the first video of that series, we talk about a few myths that you have to kind of debunk and get out of your mind in order for you to be successful in this area and successfully execute these levels. One of them is this: I can put my media on autopilot. And let me just tell you something. You're talking to a guy, or you're listening to a guy, I should say, who I'm really into, like, trying to run a business efficiently. And I really do love the power of, like, automation. There's a lot of cool tools out there you can use to automate things, make things just automatically happen. But here's the thing. I have fallen victim to this before. I put something on autopilot and I think, oh, we're good. You know, it'll be fine. And the truth is that everything has to be maintained. Everything has to be updated. And in the media space particularly, you have to realize there's always something new. There's always new technology. There's always a new platform being released. I mean, just think about it. I think it was like 2000 and, well, I can't remember the exact date, but Instagram, I remember when that came out. Like, yeah. I remember the days before social media was a thing. I don't exactly remember the days before websites were things, but that they did exist. And so there's always new platforms coming out. There's always new ways and new channels to communicate your message come out. So for those reasons, you can never have this I've arrived mentality. You have to always be evaluating and always be willing to refresh and in some cases restart. Now let's clarify this. This doesn't mean that's like, well, man, I just went through all these seven levels. Let's say I did it in just my church brand. And I went through and I started for free and then I increased my investment, made a plan. I worked hard to define my message and really enhance my looks, put a lot of money into that logo. And I've just now got the brand. We're enforcing the brand. Everybody using it. Are you telling me that I have to start over and redo my logo and redo my brand? No, I'm not. That's not what we're saying. Now, I will say this. A brand does need to be refreshed every once in a while, okay? So yeah. It's a process that for your brand you'll want to go through every few years. But when it comes to what we're talking about, restart, we're not talking about restarting the entire process. We're saying restart on one specific area. Like I said, there's so many different methods of marketing and media, so many different ways and channels you can use to communicate your message. You need to constantly be working this process using one of those channels. So to help you kind of understand what we're talking about during this episode, because there's really not a lot to explain about this. I mean, it's really evaluate and you restart.
Yeah.
And so to kind of help you understand this concept, we have a few examples of different areas where you could specifically dive in and use these seven levels. So we're just going to kind of quickly walk you through, hey, in this area, here's how we would start from level one all the way up through level seven. And then in this area, here's how we do it. So Bo, I think you've got the list there. Why don't you start reading down through that and we'll go from there.
Yeah, I mean, first thing you can do is we talked about social media a lot. Now, once again, social media is a free thing to get involved in. And let's say you want to look into Facebook, Instagram, mm-hmm. Twitter. You could just go into just those. Mm-hmm. This isn't even your whole church. This is just those three things and say, hey, I didn't do anything before, but I'm going to do something for free. I'm going to once again, you start the whole process right inside those three or four little social media things you're talking about.
Yes. Yeah, so with Facebook, let's just use Facebook specifically. You could use it with any social, but let's say Facebook just for simplicity's sake. Let's walk through that real quick. Level one, we're going to start for free. Well, that's as simple as I'm just going to start a Facebook page. If my church doesn't have one, most of them do. Some of them don't.
I'm going to create different ones for my different departments.
Yeah, well, I'm going to like maybe use a Facebook group for that. So yeah, I'm going to go in and create a Facebook group. So let's say just as simple as that, I'm going to just actually access this free tool that is Facebook. Okay. So I'm going to go on and I'm going to create a profile and I'm going to start posting. That's free. That's not going to cost me anything. It's going to take me a little time. Now, level two, I'm going to increase my investment. Now, that's why I chose Facebook, because Facebook is one of those, all of social media offers paid advertising, but Facebook is by far the most powerful and the most popular, at least at this time. And you can really, I mean, it's amazing the how granular you can get on specifying your demographic. You can advertise to people based on location. So now as you get to increase your investment, you might say, okay, now I'm going to start running some local Facebook ads. You know, I'm going to spend X amount of dollars every week, every month, and I'm going to actually start running some Facebook and actually putting some financial time into it. Well, obviously with that, I'm going to have to put a little more time into it. Here's a mistake I've seen before. Churches that never use their Facebook page, they have one, they just never use it, but then come a big event, let's run Facebook ads. And we've helped churches do that before. But the mistake there is because you didn't start for free, you don't really know a thing about Facebook. And so you're just throwing money to Facebook and they'll gladly take your money. Yeah. But you're just kind of blindly creating ads. You don't really know what works. So the way I would say it is when it comes to running a Facebook ad, we'll test it for free first. Put the same content, the same images, the same videos you would use in your ad out there for free. See, and you know, maybe put 2, 3, 4 of them. See which one gets the most engagement. Then pay to make that one an actual ad. And so start for free, and then now we're going to increase our investment. Now we're going to make a plan. Okay, well, now we've seen that when we increase our investment, so now let's actually make a Facebook strategy. Let's look ahead at what's coming up at the church, what we're going to do, and say we're going to actually run these different Facebook ad campaigns to strategically get people to come to our church or get involved or get plugged in or whatever it may be. Then define your message. Now, your message, by and large at this point, your general message of your church has already been determined, but now you're going to say, well, what is my message and purpose of Facebook in particular? What am I looking to get out of my Facebook presence? And so there's a level of defining your message. Yes, you're going to for sure piggyback off of your core message of your church, but now you're going to say, hey, here, for example, here's the type of age groups that we're dealing with. A lot of times on Facebook, you're dealing with the 30, 40, 50-year-old crowd, okay? The younger demographics are on Instagram and some Twitter. And so, okay, well, we might want to tailor our messaging a little bit to reach that crowd. Oh, a lot of the engagement we're getting on there is female. It's stay-at-home moms or whatever. I'm not saying that's always the case, but okay, well, you're gonna define your message a little bit differently you're going to be a little bit more specific and catered to a certain type of demographic. Then visually, when it comes to level 5, you're going to enhance your look. Okay, well, as my Facebook page up to this point just kind of been blah and bland, okay, well, I'm going to go in and maybe get some specific graphics designed for the specific format and size that it needs to be a good Facebook image, a good Facebook ad. And then, of course, we're going to enforce our brand. We're going to make sure that anyone that might be involved with our Facebook, they know this is the messaging, this is the visuals that we're going for. And so we're going to enforce our brand. And now we're at level 7. So we're going to evaluate. We're going to restart. We're going to say, okay, here's what we've learned through this process. And to some extent, we might let it ride as is for a little while. But at some point, we're going to kind of start the process over.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's that. I spend a little time on Facebook there because I know a lot of people that know Facebook, like they're Facebook geniuses. But that's the biggest thing I see with Facebook is, like I said, is people say, I know there's power there and I know there's potential there, and they just kind of dive into it.
Right.
Follow these steps, it's going to be more effective.
Yeah, and I'm glad you spent a little bit of time there because just while you were, you know, sitting there explaining that, and I know I have a few notes written down here already, but I was already going through things in my head like, hey, this – I can take that and apply it to every single different area of my ministry when it comes to media, when it comes to outreach. Mm-hmm. And this 6 or 7 step process, it can be used absolutely anywhere. And it's, once again, it was great to just kind of do the whole church as a broad thing. But when it comes down to, okay, Facebook, how can we use, how can we apply that process to YouTube or to a live stream or anything? We just break it down, and find out the details of it and create a plan for each and every single one.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot, kind of, sort of.
Okay.
You're our production guy.
Yeah.
You're our video guy.
That's what they say. That's what they tell me.
If you were – something like that. If you were the video – in charge of the video at your church, and maybe your pastor came to you and said, I want to start doing more with video, let's say, by way of – I want to do video announcements. I want to do announcements by way of video now, okay?
Okay.
How could you use this process? And seriously, this is completely on the spot. We haven't really rehearsed this. We haven't rehearsed it at all. How could you use this process to work through and make those videos?
Okay. So if I'm going to put – now do we have a – just so I get clarification here, do we have a screen? Are we going to put these –
fair question. Let's say there's already a screen in place there's a method of actually projecting it. There's a method of projecting it.
Okay.
But –
I didn't mean to be too detailed.
No, that's a good question. But as far as equipment and gear, let's say you're really starting from scratch.
Okay.
With
nothing. All right, hold on. I would say I'm going to take this. This is I'm old. I have an iPhone 7.
So old.
My wife has a nice 10, so I have the old one. But I would, if I had to start for free, if I had to, I would say, okay, I'm going to take my iPhone or find someone who has an iPhone 10. Mm-hmm. Which takes incredible video.
No, it really does.
It really,
and most
really
phones
does.
Now, even the 7 does. I mean,
even
really.
Even the 7 does. Yeah, it takes 4K footage.
Most
I would say, okay, I'm going to find someone or myself in the church. I'm going to swing by the office or, you know, have a staff member or myself. I'm going to find the nice area in the church, whether it's in the auditorium or, you know, someone's office or a nice hallway or something. And I'm just going to put my phone on a tripod. Tripod's very important. And I'm going to just I'm going to feed them some lines of some things that are coming up and say, hey, this is all we have, but we're going to take this and I'm going to, you know, take those. I can probably edit it right on my phone through iMovie or find, there's a couple different ones that I've used before on phones. And I could actually make a short little video right on my phone that I can say, hey guys, I'll airdrop this to it and you can play it. and I literally spent nothing on it.
Right, so
a little bit of time, maybe, but as far as like investment goes, mm-hmm. nothing at all.
Yeah, so you started for free.
Started for free.
Okay, so now we're going to increase the investment. Okay, what are we doing now?
We're going to increase the investment. Okay, I'm going to do the exact same thing, but I'm probably going to get a little lapel microphone that goes into
some... Thought you might go that way.
Yep, I'm going to get a little Rode lapel. It's called a Smart Lav, mm-hmm. and I'm actually going to put that on the person. That's going to record right into their phone, and I'm going to add that in there. That right there would add a lot of production quality. And so I've got a video, and I've got looking good, decent audio for $100 or less. And that's something that I could, you know, produce once a month, once a week, you know, whatever the pastor wanted, I guess. But that would be increasing my investment for that in a very simple way.
So in other words, you started for free, level one. You showed your first video, if you will. The pastor was impressed. You said,
yeah, the crowd goes wild.
And the choir goes, but here's what I did with a little bit of money, with no money, essentially, with just what I have lying around. Then, okay, well, now I'm able to, you know, buy a little lapel mic or maybe buy a little light or something to kind of add value to it. Well, now, once again, this is all on the spot. On level three, we're going to make a plan.
Okay, we're going to make a plan. Okay. All right. My plan is... First of all, I'm going to find out, okay, does the pastor want these every week, once a month, you know, whatever. Okay, I'm all right. I got a plan. Let's say he wants them once a week. Okay, all right. I'm going to make a schedule. I'm going to get with people and say, hey, we're going to make me a little script, or you're going to make a script. We're going to get with, you know, the staff members that be and say, hey, what do you want us to announce? You know, what are things that we need to highlight certain times of the year? I'm going to do that. As far as a plan goes, I might say I'm looking ahead a little bit down the steps. But I'm going to say, hey, can we set aside some money for the next couple of months to eventually, you know, get a camera or something?
Oh, yeah,
That's going to be part of my plan.
That's a good thing to mention. That can be part of the plan is budgeting.
Yeah, my long-term plan, you know, maybe I did increase my investment before, but planning can be doing that more than just one time. So that's my make a plan is just to figure out how often I'm going to be doing these, what tools can I get later, and so forth.
Yeah. And now, and now honestly, as we're talking through this, for something like that, those levels 1, 2, and 3 are so crucial.
Because
the idea here is that you're diving into the specifics after you've kind of in general done your brand. So when we get to level 4, you're defining your message. It's kind of like we said with Facebook. Well, I am going to obviously try to incorporate those core values, those mission statements that we've already got. And we're going to define it for, hey, how do we need to actually communicate this through the video? And I'm not trying to take over here.
I'm just saying, it's just something important
to remember is that what we're saying is when you get to these specific areas, you kind of already generally done it for your entire church.
Right.
So you're kind of pulling from that content. Well,
just going to say, if I was to put that in a video, it's like, okay, have we established a logo? What are some, you know, one-liners or taglines that we use? And I would incorporate those because that's one more touch that someone has.
Absolutely.
I've heard that line before. Or I've seen that. So that's just one more time that I can touch them with that.
And a good thing, you know, you talked about level 5 a little bit with the look, making sure you've got the right logos. And then this is a great thing in general, enforcing your brand. Using a video that follows your messaging and your visual look is a great way to actually just enforce your brand in general. Like, hey, we're showing a video now every week, every month that has all of our messaging right. It has all of our visual aspects of it right. And so that it alone is taking care of
it. One thing I love about video is it's controllable. I can use it and I can control every part of it to say, hey, this is what I want to say. This is how I want it to look. Because, you know, somebody can get up there and, you know, give an announcement or something, and it just kind of like, well, I don't really know what they're trying to say, and didn't really flow well. But with a video, it can be short and concise, and it looks great. Once again, another one of those touches. That's how I would do. That's where I would start. And I'm glad you asked. That was fun.
I was going to say, I kind of threw a curveball at you there,
and
I think you hit it out of the park there. So
cool.
The point is this, is that even when you've gotten to the end of the 7 levels, so reach level 7, you can be done, but understand something that isn't in a constant state of, I think I've heard it put it this way. Anything that's growing is constantly changing. Growing by definition of what it is actually change. And so improving something is actually changing something, evaluating and reworking it and refining it. I'm not saying you have to start from scratch every time, but you can dive into a specific area like we talked about with Facebook or a video, or really with anything. Your website, we could go through it with a website.
Yeah,
you know?
Website, you could, live stream.
Yeah, all these things.
Any
so
kind of materials you
the
use.
Point is that once you reach level 7, you need to evaluate. Okay, remember we talked about that. This is fine for now, yeah. And but needs to be. And then it was like, hey, do it now. And basically, this is fine for now. I can't remember the exact way we worded it.
Yep.
But maybe now you go to that fine for now list and say, hey, you know what? It's actually time that we revisit this. It's been about if it's been, I would say, just and it's going to be a little bit different. But I say just general rule of thumb: if it's been 12 to 24 months since it was last revisited, it's probably time to consider walking through the process with it again.
Right.
And honestly, what might happen is you may walk through the process and you may just make very small tweaks.
Yeah.
You know, you may just
not
say, hey,
every single thing needs an overhaul.
Absolutely, I mean, not. Like I said, when it comes to your brand, your logo, you may just say, hey, we're just gonna refresh something a little bit here. You know, we're just gonna make a small tweak. We're just gonna maybe update it a little bit to kind of go with the trends of design nowadays. So yeah, anyway, so we really could dive into this. And here's what I want to say. If you are thinking through this process and you've got our free resources, our 7 levels of creative media guide that's available for free at our website, mustincrease.com. You've watched the video series, you've listened to the podcast, and you say, hey, I really want to kind of dive. I think there's a specific area that I want to apply these 7 levels to, and I need some help. Once again, we say this, give us a call. Shoot us an email or schedule a call with us, and we'd love to walk you through that. We'd love to walk you through this process and just about anything. Be sure to, like I said, schedule a call with us. We'd love to talk to you. And as I've been mentioning, even with our Creative Team Pro rates changing now we can help you for really a more affordable rate than we've ever offered. But even before that, we can actually help you for free. We're going to give you 7 days of where you can just help us free, and you can get started with that at creativeteampro.com. And so, hey, Bo, it has been, I've really enjoyed going through these 7
I have
levels.
Really enjoyed this. It has been a lot of fun.
And I think it's been helpful. I believe it has. And like I said, I've anticipated, hey, you know, people might push back on this when they first hear it because it is so unconventional.
It's very unorthodox.
It's so much different than what most creatives and designers and even videographers are telling you. They're saying, hey, start with your brand, Hey, we are saying, no. Here's a step-by-step proven process. You're going to have to work. You're going to have to put the time and the effort and the resources into it. But if you follow it, it's proven. It is going to work. You are going to improve your media, your marketing, your outreach, however you apply this. And once again, that we come back to that myth. Don't say that you can't do it.
Yep.
You can do it.
You can do it.
We mean this. We started in this career, if you will, with really nothing. Okay. You know, like we went to school, took a few classes. Bo took a few more classes than I did. But in all honesty, like we started, we didn't know what we were doing. I don't know if I'm speaking for Bo, but I'm definitely speaking for me. I didn't know what I was doing. You can do this, though. You just have to start somewhere. With these 7 levels, you can walk through a process, and you can take your media marketing, your outreach to the next level. Well, thanks for listening to the podcast. Of course, we last opportunity here to go and write a review and rate our podcast to be entered to win for the $100 Amazon gift card. And so be sure to do that. And of course, take advantage of all the free resources we've mentioned as well. We'd love to help you. And we'd love to have the opportunity to work with your church and help you improve your marketing, improve your media. And so special thanks to our associate producer, Jonas Clayton, for helping us produce this episode. And then, of course, Bo, producer, I love to give you a shout out because I say this from time to time. Podcast would not happen without you. He does all the work to produce it and make it happen, and he's the co-host on top of that. So thank you, Bo. And so on behalf of Bo and myself, thanks again for joining us here on the Must Increase Podcast, where we equip you to communicate your message, reach more people, and ultimately increase his name through your church.